Hey guys, mom, dad, grandparents, nannies, teachers, friends, aunties, uncles, everybody, anybody that has any access or any association with children. This is Dawn, aka the Interactive Nanny, coming to you live and in living color from Interactive Nanny's World, where love and play are interacting. So for today's episode, we're gonna do something a little different. As you guys know, the majority of us, school will be getting out, and well, I know for me, school will be getting out in 8 days. Well, no, technically 7 days. We have 7 more days of school, and our school will be out. So that means, you know, summer activities, the little ones are gonna be home, and you know, it's gonna be kind of crazy and whatnot. So I figured this episode would do a little something a little different. Get my little words mixed up, sorry guys. I actually wanted to come on and sort of share like some ideas or information with parents, or you know, if you're a teacher or you working in child development, or you're a nanny, or I mean, even if you just have nieces and nephews or something that are maybe visiting. Well, whether it be a few days or for the summer, I figured I would come on and sort of share like some activities or ideas that you could do for the month of May. Yeah, why not? You know, the month of May, I sort of have like this, I guess you could call it a lesson plan, sort of speak, that I wrote out for myself, you know, as far as working with children. So I wanted to sort of come on and share with you all some of the information that I sort of got, as far as like this little lesson plan. For the month of May, there are three different lesson plans, and so the first one I wrote, is the theme of it is camping, because most of the time, a lot of people go camping, take their families, take their children camping in the summer. So I figured, you know, camping would be the first theme that I sort of developed. You can do so many things with the theme of camping. You can do different art activities. Of course, you know, you have all the music that's centered around camping. You can do language art activities, literacy activities, of course, science. You can do so many playtime activities. Even if you're working in a center and you're in the centers or groups, you can do in the home living area, large group, you can do campfire stories. I mean, there's so many things as far as campfire dealing with camping. Yeah, for music, you can do campfire songs. You can, in literacy, you can use different camping stories to sort of go through the steps of camping, or just, you know, use different stories for different ways of camping. You could even, for the girly girls, a lot of girly girls don't like regular camping. For home living or a large group for girls, you can do glamping session. For manipulative center, you can do a campfire rock sorting. I mean, it's so many things. Oh my gosh, you can make a homemade camping lantern. Oh my gosh, I love it. So that was one of my themes that I developed. Another theme I developed for the month of May is zoo. I looked at the theme of zoo. You can do, you can make, for art, you can make the zoo animal mask. Of course, you can do language art, zoo matching games, literacy. You can read about the different books, about the different animals. You can read about what goes on in the zoo. What are the steps to being a zookeeper? What entails the job of a zookeeper? What does each animal eat? I mean, there's so many things you can do. For science, you can explore when the zoo animals sleep. You know, some animals sleep during the day, some sleep at night. You know, some sleep long hours, some sleep only a few minutes or whatnot. So you could, the sleeping patterns, you know, you got some animals that sleep standing on one leg, some animals sleep laying on their back or on their side or whatever the case may be. What else did I own for zoo? Home living. Which animal habitat would you like to run? If they were working in the zoo, you can ask them which animal habitat would they like to be over, would they like to work in or whatnot, and why. You know, what would be their favorite part of working in this animal habitat? For blocks, you can have them build the animal habitat, you know, build an animal habitat. Even with numbers, you can always do something with numbers. For large group activities, you can discuss the jobs of zoo people, vets, you know, other zoo jobs or whatnot. You can do music and movement to different songs that are focused around the zoo and zoo animals. For language arts, you can do vocabulary that's, again, focused around zoo. What all these different words that you can get and you can explore and you can teach the children just from the zoo itself, you know, not just the animal's name, you know, the plural version of such and such, you know, break them down in syllables. I mean, there's so many different things, literacy, just so many things. And then the third theme that I came up with for the month of May is community helpers. You can make community helper hats, and they can wear their hats that they made all by themselves, and they can describe and discuss what community helper their hat is. What community helper hat they have on, you know, why did they choose to make that community helper's hat, you know, what's their favorite thing about that community helper, is that what they want to be when they grow up, and so on and so forth. Literacy, you can do community helper tracing sheets where they can actually learn how to write the name of the community helper by the tracing sheet, you know, that they can have the light lined version of the name, and then the dot to dot line or the dotted line or whatnot, and then they could, you know, start to write it by themselves. And for science, they can actually make bag ice cream. And like for manipulative play, they can do baker play, where they can actually use Play-Doh to make their baked goods, and they can sell them out of their bakery. Because being a baker is a community helper, so that's something that they could do. They could do for home living. They could dress up in their favorite community helper or whatnot. For a large group, have a community helper parade where they can march around the room, whether it be classroom or outside or whatever, and they can have their own community helper parade. So those were just some ideas that I had for the month of May. I mean, there's so many more, but these are just three things that I sort of came up with for the month of May. So more than likely, from time to time, I'll come on one of the episodes, and I sort of just go through, you know, different lessons or different things for whatever month, just sort of to, you know, give y'all some ideas on to make it fun for them. I mean, the summer, they're going to, you know, be at home or whatnot. Even though they're going to be at home and they're not going to be at school, they can still have structure. They can still have fun, but they can still learn in the process. So, you know, I'll just, you know, start sharing as much as I can on that end. But until then, this is Dawn, aka Interactive Nanny, signing off from Interactive Nana's World. With love and play are interacting, and I will be back on within the next week, a few days to a week or so, and we'll just chop it up some more. I'll probably do just to talk, explore a topic. So until then, I will talk to you guys later. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Talk to you guys later. Thanks. Bye-bye.